Life is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites, and it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today's 10-minute walk is helping you stay fitness consistent. Smells like spring, which is a wonderful thing. Love the aroma of spring. But I was actually hoping as I left the house this morning that it would smell like a campground or Colonial Williamsburg. It was one of the things I didn't mention during my visit to Williamsburg, the episode earlier this week. There's actually an aroma, it's almost a hint of smoke, of campfires as you're walking through Williamsburg, because a lot of the buildings, they have fires going in their fireplace. And that's how in colonial times they cooked, they kept the house warm. And so to recreate that, they have colonial fireplaces in these homes and they're always going and you can smell that. It's just a hint, it's not overwhelming. Well, there are some wildfires that have been going for, I don't know how long it's been, handful of days. And they're further inland, and I don't know how far inland. But every now and then, if the wind is blowing in the right direction, you can get a hint of that. And it feels like we're living in a campground. It's not overwhelming. All we really need is that and a little bit of bacon. That would be perfect. Anyhow, today, either the fires have been extinguished, or the wind is not blowing in the right direction, or, probably more likely, the wind isn't blowing at all. It's very calm today. Got an email from Daniel. Daniel lives in London, and Daniel said he doesn't listen as much now as he used to. He used to listen every day. Now he only listens to about 5 episodes a month. And you might be thinking, well, that's kind of discouraging. No, this was actually one of the most encouraging emails I've received since starting the podcast. So Daniel began listening about a year ago, and he says he listened assiduously, love that word, assiduously every day, and he started walking 10,000 steps a day. And one of the reasons why Daniel was pursuing fitness was to lose weight. Well, now, more than a year later, he has lost, I think, more than 30 pounds. He's dropped from a 44-inch to a 34-inch waist, and he's come off blood pressure medication. He said, "Thank you so much. Your podcast is an inspiration. It was only my determination to listen every day and not miss a single day of the podcast in the early months that got me started on my weight loss journey. I, and doubtless many, many others, owe you a debt." Daniel, thank you. That email. So encouraging. I responded personally to Daniel. And, of course, let him know that he's the one who did the hard work. It is hard getting started. It is hard building that habit. It is hard to reach 10,000 steps every day, to make a commitment. He established a habit, got some momentum, and is enjoying fitness transformation. Daniel, really appreciate your email and the encouragement in the email. Some comments this week on YouTube. If you're brand new, maybe you are just listening to the podcast because you found the podcast after watching a Walking as Fitness video on YouTube. Welcome. Good to have you. Oh, crazy. Hard to believe. One of the videos, there are 19 videos now. One, there's a new one every week. One of the videos actually passed 100,000 views this week. It's all about how a daily 10-minute walk can change your life. And Martha responded, left this comment after watching that video. She said, I had a stroke 3 weeks ago. I just stumbled upon this video. Thank you for helping get that motivation needed to get started. I can do anything for 10 minutes. Martha, thanks for watching. Thanks for that comment. This week's video, the story of why I gave up running for walking. And this comment from a viewer. I've always been a walker and thoroughly enjoyed it. My husband, a retired Marine, who loved running, past tense, but injuries, and he's had to stop running. That, by the way, was not why I gave up running for walking. You can watch the video for the story. Comment continues, walking is the best, most natural form of fitness around. Another practice that is beneficial is living in a house with stairs. I call our four-story Queen Anne house my stairmaster. It's a great workout every day, going up and down, up and down, up and down the stairs. Another comment from this week's video, why I gave up running for walking. I started walking in January to lose weight. Now, I do it because I enjoy it so much. Keep up the good work with the videos. Thank you. That's one of the things about walking, and I know it's true for me, and this viewer, and I'm sure maybe even for you. You start pursuing fitness, you start an exercise journey, maybe it's running, maybe it's walking, and it's a I have to do this, I want to lose weight, got to get healthier, everybody says I need to do it. So you start, and it's a have to. And then over time, it becomes a get-to because you really enjoy it. Because walking is fun. It's really fun. By the way, if you haven't seen any of the Walking is Fitness videos, there's a link in the show notes for this podcast. And tap that link and it'll take you to the Walking is Fitness channel on YouTube. There are 19 different videos. Check them out. And if you would be so kind to subscribe, that helps the YouTube algorithm, which then serves up the video to more people. And the whole point of the Walking is Fitness YouTube channel is to invite those who are curious about walking to become active and to check out the podcast and to make a commitment to walk every day, maybe to start by walking 10 minutes every day. Earlier this week, Karen on the Start Today Facebook group posted this question. Hey there. What are some good podcasts to listen to while walking? And there were almost 100 answers, and quite a few of those answers, too many for me to mention each one, quite a few of those answers were, hey, check out Walking is Fitness. So thank you for that. And if, by the way, you saw one of those answers and you're checking out Walking is Fitness, thank you. Welcome. Jenny bought the podcast a coffee this week and also sent me this email. Hi, Dave. It's Jenny from New Zealand. Walking in Florida. I'm staying with friends, and this is my first trip to the United States. I'm listening to your podcast as I take my daily walk. Everyone I've met in the U.S. so far is lovely, and I'm having a fabulous time. Cheers, Jenny. Jenny, thanks for the email. Thanks for the coffee. Appreciate that. A review in Apple Podcasts recently from someone who's going by ND33. I enjoy Dave's podcast very much. He's positive and encouraging to folks who are on the quest to better wellness by walking. He, too, walks the talk. Keep up the good work. And yes, every episode, if you're brand new, every episode is recorded while I'm out walking. It's an honor that we would be walking together. By the way, if you listen to this podcast and you listen regularly, you could actually make it easier on yourself by tapping the follow button in Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever podcast app you prefer. That will automatically download each episode to your phone, so it's waiting for you when you're ready to begin walking. You don't have to go search for the podcast. That's a tractor trailer driving by again. If you're brand new, it's like, what? So I'm walking on a sidewalk next to a road early in the morning. I think that's the only vehicle that has gone by as we've been walking together. But when you tap follow, each episode is downloaded to your phone. You don't have to go looking for it. And I know in Apple, they actually send you a notification. Hey, brand new episode. So it's a reminder. And sometimes early in a new habit-building process, remembering to do the thing can be a bit of a challenge. I know it is for me. And so when you get that reminder, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take that 10-minute walk listening to this podcast and take some of the friction out of fitness. So tap the follow button in Apple, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you're using for Walking is Fitness. Thanks for allowing me to walk with you today. It's an honor. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I'd love to take another 10-minute walk together. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.